Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. Le Nishmas Maras Esther Basruk Shmuel, Maras Chana Basruk Ziona, Maras Ava Chana Basruk Meir Zev. Says the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, Amar Rava, this is Samach Aleph from Aleph, Lama Le Pasra Rachman Alav Beribis, Lav Begez Alav Boino. Why do we need a lav by ribis, stealing, and frauding? Why not one of them? And it's the same idea. You're being mechaser mamon chaver, you're causing your friend to lose money. And for the Gemara, it's shrichi dikas of Rachman alav ribis, had the Torah just written alav ribis, turns a chiddush. Because ribis is a chiddush. Torah is mechadesh by ribis that you're not allowed to take interest, and it's not al mechaser mamon chavera. Because bafilu belove. Asa Rachmana. Because even by a love, who's not mechaser mamon chavero, because the love is the one paying the ribis, so he's not really mechaser mamon chavero, it's the malve. Nevertheless, even by him, asa Rachmana. So by ribis, the chiddush, because of Rachmana, so therefore the Torah to write it by ribis. Divikas of Rachmana, begezel, the Torah written a lot by gezel. You can't learn from this to Sharis Surim, because you can say the dafka gezel, mishum baal karche. Because Baal Korche, notel haganav mehabailim, against the will of the bailim, the gazlan's taking it. Avalo no lo. You would say, oh no, not. It's not going to be us, because it's not Baal Korche. Therefore you had to write the lav by Ona as well, because Ona is willingly. Guy pays more than the price. It's fraud, but it's mutter if the guy, but if it's not being forced, he's paying willingly. So you might think that's not us. So you had to write it by Ona. Because we're on a lav by Ona, had the Torah written a lav by Ona, you can't learn about Sharis Surim. You say, Dafko Ona is asur, mishim l'yadol mochil. Because the Lokech doesn't know that he can be mochil. What does that mean? When it says "Vikas Rachman Alav Boy Na," you would have said it's Dafko Na Mishum Dvayyada Demachil, because he doesn't know to be mokel. On this, the Ritva explains, Perish Pa'amim Enu Yachal Labeli Demachila. That reason on Na, if it had just written Alav by Ona, it wouldn't have told you about the other cases. It's because he doesn't know to come to mechila. Shim lo yada lalam lo yala mechila. Vaban ha'na b'mekoma. Aval gezav ribis yachol lo b'lide yichol lo b'lide mechila. So let's say he never finds out. He never finds out. So if the person is being defrauded and never finds out, then he'll never be mochel. And therefore it's aser. And there's still going to be a sin of ona. Gezel v'ribis, person's going to find out. And he can be mochel. So kamash malan, that even though ona, that kamash malan, that not only by Ona, where there's possibly going to be no Mechila, there is Zasser, but even in cases where there can be Mechila, that doesn't teach you about cases where there can be Mechila, like Gezel and Ribis. Now you think Gezel and Ribis where there can be Mechila, maybe that wouldn't be Zasser. Dafko Ona, where there can't, where there's no Mechila, possibly Pa'amimena Yachol Ovedele Mechila. So there it's Zasser. But not by Gezel and Ribis, where there would be Mechila. So that's why you need each lav. You need lav of Ribis, even though it's not Mechaser Mamon Chavero. You need by Gezel. If it just would have written Gezel, then you would have said Gezel is Baal Korche. But you would have said Onaz Mutter. So Gezel doesn't tell you about Ona, and Ona doesn't tell you about Gezel, because or Ribis, because by Ona maybe there's no Mechila, and that's why it's Aser. Hashem came by Gezel and Ribis, where there is Mechila. So says the Ritva, Nira Me'as Sugya. The Ribis is Le Mechila. That Ribis has Mechila. There is Mechila by Ribis. And so writes the Rambam in Hilchos Malva V'Love that there is Mechila by Ribis. Could be Moichel Ribis. See from the Sugya. That there's no Mechila. They might not come to Mechila. Might never find out. But Gezel and Ribis, where he'll find out, there is Mechila. So you see that by Ribis, there's Mechila. So writes the Rambam. Hora mitzis gonim shalove shemochel amalva ribis shalakach menor shasid likach. Afa pisha kanam yad shemochel shanasim matanim mol klum. Shkol ribis shabal the mechilahi. Batar aser mechila zul. Figachena mechila molas per ribis. Afilab ribis shal dvarim. Some say that there's no mechila by ribis. Because all ribis is mechila. All ribis is that. You're saying, yeah, I'll give you extra. There's no such thing as being mochel ribis. Can't do it. Nirali she'ein hara zuk nechona amyach Hashem alama b'lahachzir lo v'yodea lo v'shedavar iser asa v'yishalitlo men imratza limcho mochel k'derach shemochel ha'gezel v'yishem ruchonu v'gezol ma'avir v'shechzir m'kaib l'mehem. Says the Ritva, I don't agree with this. There's no mechila. If the Lova knows that it was an Isser by giving ribis, and he could take it back, and now he wants to be mochel after he already gave the ribis, now he wants to be mochel, so he can. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. Those who lend with ribis, that when they try to give it back, you don't receive it from them, you don't accept it from them. So you see that there's mechila. So we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim and the Ritva. Is mechila effective by ribis after the gvia, after the collection of the ribis? Can you be moch? The Gaonim hold no. Because by every ribis there's mechila, by every ribis the guy's saying take more. And the Torah answered it. Rambam argues and says no. And once the malva collects the ribis, the lova knows he can get it back and he's moichel it. Mechila so mechila. Tzarechiyun, amet pligi, ma machloket po ben, harama bagaonim, if there's mechila by ribis, or not. Hagon Rav Shel Miller Zichrono Levracha explained as follows, that there's a machlokas Rishonim if returning ribis fixes the Isser with respect to Malkus or not. And the machlokas apparently is the Isser be'etzem ha'maisa shel lekichas ha'ribis. And if so, giving it back, is it going to help? Because Masha Asa Asui, what he did was done. Can't be attacking the taking of the ribis. It was already taken. So if it's the Etzem Maisa Lekichas HaRibis, then giving it back isn't attacking the Isser as far as Malchus is concerned. Oh, the other side is that the Isser is ribui mamon hamalva the ribis, that the malva has more money because of the ribis. And if so, you can be attacking the lav of ribis by giving it back. That's pashut. That's the machlokes rishonim. Whether hashavas haribis is attacking the iser. The iser is the etzem ha'maisa, is a loyazor. If the iser is ribui mamon hamalva, is a kenyazor. To explain the two tzadim would appear that lechor it's pashur to borrow that the dine mamonis there's no reason at all to aser lekichas ribis. Just like a person can take money for lending out an object, he can also take money for lending out money. And yet the Torah still asers lekichas ribis. So it's not me dine mamon, it's not a mamonist to get a sir, because by mamon, why is it wrong for me to take money for renting out my money? People in the world don't think there's anything wrong with it, because chora, medine mamonist, there isn't. But it's medine isurim, the Torah answered it. So now it would appear that we can discuss if what the Torah answered was the etzem maisa lekichas haribis. That was even after the Isser Torah, still bedine mamon, there's no Isser at all. We said mishpatei mamon, the ribis shenasan ha-malve, ha-loi ve-la-malve, is mechuyeves, just there's an Isser be-etzen maisen asinus ha-ribis, without shaykhus at all to mishpatei mamon. Or we can say that when the Torah asserted ribis, the Torah even asserted the tzad ha-mamoni shel ribis. In other words, the itzer is not on the maisen asinus ha-ribis, but the etzem anhaga mamoni zu shel ribis harei asura. Even monetarily it's asur, it's tzad mamon. So if we say that the itzer the Torah asserted by ribis is by etzem maisen asinus ha-ribis, but mitzad dine ha-mamon ribis was an asur, so it's pashat l'chara that Hashavas HaRibis is not metakin the lav. Because Hashava can be metakin the lav where the lav is an Isser Mamani. And there you can say that even though there was an Isser, nevertheless, since the Isser of Isser is Mamoni, and the Mamanis was fixed, the Isser was also fixed. But if the Isser is mamonistic, then giving the money helps. If the Isser is be'etzem maisen asinus haribis but mitzad mamonis, there was no Isser, so then Hashavas haribis isn't going to fix anything. Because Hashava can fix a mamonistic and Isser. So if he fixes the mamonis, he gives the money back, he's cool. But if you say that it's be'etzem maisen asinus haribis, it's not the mamonis, it's the Isser, so Hashava is not going to help. But if it's the Isser is mamon, then Hashava will help. So those are the two tzadim. Is Hashava effective, or is Hashava not effective? Is it mamonis, or is it Isser? If it's mamonis, Hashava can work. If it's Isser, then Hashava can't work. What's it going to help? So now it would appear that in this chakira is tali also the din of mechilas ribis after the gviya. If we say that beribis the Torah only answered the etzem maisa lekichas haribis and not the tzara mamoni shabo, so then it's pasha that by Hashava is ribis lelove. That when the malva gives the lova back his ribis, the inyan is not that the lova's chisaron mamon should be taken care of. Because meikara, the problem wasn't the mamonis. The problem was the itzer be'etzem hanasina. So meichetesi, that the lover should get his money back. When he paid the money, it was machmas mishpatei hamamon, and that doesn't help after the Torah asserted ribis. Nothing changed. Because he gave ribis mitzad mishpatei hamamon. And that doesn't change after the Torah answered Ribis. He said Mishpatei HaMamon, he really was supposed to give the money. Just the Torah answered it. So where does Hashavas Ribis come from? How's Hashavas Ribis going to help us? So we have to say that the Chi of Hashavas Ribis is a Chi of Isuri b'mahuto. That's Mutal ala Malva lo Shaychus klal alove. It's pure Isser. It can't be Mamon. If you say that the Torah only answered the Etzem Maisa l'kichas HaRibis, then giving the Ribis back to the Love is not really going to fix the Mamonis part. Because by Mamonis he was supposed to give the Mamon. So what's giving the Ribis back doing? It's taking care of the Love. It's taking care of the Isser of the Malva. It's Isser dik for the Malva. The Malva did an Isser, so now the Malva has to return the Mos to fix the Isser. So if it's just purely for the Malve to fix his Isser, so how can the Love be Mochel that? What does it have to do with the Mochel? It's not Mamonis. It's not the Love's Mamonis. It's the Malve's Isser. So the Malve returning the money to the Love, the Love being Mochel, the Malve, is not going to help us. Because Mochel Shmochel. The Malva did an Isser and he has to be attacking the Isser. But if you say that it's Mamonis Dik, Torah asked that Tzad HaMamoni Sheberib is the monetary side, that even though we Tzad HaSvara, we shouldn't have answered Ribis, because what's wrong with renting out your money? You can rent out your car, you can rent out your ass, why can't you rent out your money? Nevertheless, the Chiddush of the Torah is that we answered renting out your money and now let it take Ribis. It's an Isser Mamoni. So Memela, the Lovik can be Mochel the Isser Mamoni. The Malva has to fix it by giving it back, giving the Mamonis back, fix the Mamon, and the Lovik can say, I'm Mochel. So that lechora is the machlokas rishonim, whether or not there's mechila by ribis. Is it mamonis dik or iser dik? If it's mamonis dik, then you can be mochel the mamon. Torah says don't take ribis that the iser is mamonis. You now let it rent out your money. It's a monetary iser. And memela, after he gives it, which he wasn't allowed to do, he can be mochel it back. He said, all right, I don't want the money back. That's within the domain, the power of the love. But if you hold that it's an Isser, nothing to do with Mamonis, Mitzad Mamonis, you could rent out your money, but it's an Isser, so he has to give it back to be Mitake in the Isser. And the Lova has no rights, has no power to be Mochel that. So that's the Shor Shemachlokas, whether there is Mechila by after Ribis. After the Ribis is already in the hands of the Malva, he wants to give it back, and Lova be Mochel. If it's Mammon, he can. If it's Isser, he can't. The Mishnah LeMelech, Perek Dalet, Mimal V'Lov, Alach Aleph, Tir Maskelinyan, brings him a Chlokas. If you have Suffolk Ribis, what do? Are you Mafkinan, do you take away from the Malve? So, one opinion holds, Suffolk Yisur L'Chumra, gotta give it back. The other opinion holds, Lo Mafkinan. He could hold like the opinion that it's not ribis, and then keep it. So the chora, this machlokas is whether ribis is an iser mamoni or an iser or isuri. If it's a mamonistic iser, so we have a rule by mamonis that lo mafkinan. If we're in the world of mamon, and he says I'm holding on to it, I can say like the opinion that it's not ribis and he can keep it. But if it's iser dik, so suffik isur l'chorm, he has to give it back. Okay, so this obviously is a fascinating sugya. There's a lot of Torah on this, and ani mekaveh me'od shenizkeh lachzor b'lishnot perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweet.